Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to pray
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you.
God is so amazing, you all. Welcome back to Bible Study Wednesday. We thank God for this opportunity one more time to be here, you all, to come together, to congregate as a church. Hallelujah. I hope you brought your Bibles, your mind, that your spirit is open to receive the word of God. I love that song, Amazing. I played that today on the show, The Shout, and I tell you, that's why my voice is a little bit hoarse today, is because I was just thanking God. He's so amazing, you all. So amazing. My Lord, my God. And when I just think about God and I just look around and look at, you know, God's creation, I'm just so amazed. And he is so amazing. Amen. Amen. Just take a deep breath right now, you all, and just inhale peace and exhale confusion, doubt, and disbelief, just all that the enemy is trying to plant in you or has planted, let it be released right now. Just breathe in and breathe out right now. And we're going to pray right now, just giving God all praise, glory, and honor. And I want to pray prayers to keep us from harm. That the enemy is out there trying to wreak havoc on God's children. And so I'm going to pray that prayer. You know, it's more important for me to be led by the Holy Spirit than me to try to lead and go before the Spirit of God. So it is in my spirit, though this is Bible study, to pray today. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have our lesson of deliverance, you all, but I need to pray because there need some chains and strongholds and soul ties need to be not just broken but destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, things that are broken can be reattached. Things that are cut off can be reconnected. So what we don't just want to break it, but we want to destroy it. We want to crush it. We want to smash it. We want to turn that thing into dirt. We want to grind it up so there's no way of reconnecting that thing. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't want to just dismantle, hallelujah, the weapon. You want to destroy the weapon. You want to get rid of it. You want to cast it in the fire and let it burn so that it does not come back. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us pray, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God, for one more time, Lord God. We thank you for new mercy and grace right now, Lord God. We come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, our Lord and Savior, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time, for new mercy and new grace right now, Father God. We thank you for your word, Father God, that we can stand in your word, for your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touch it in the green, that you are in the midst. So, Father God, we thank you for being in the midst this Wednesday night in Bible study, oh God. Lord, we ask that you move right now, Lord God. Touch every heart, touch every mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive all that you have for us recently. We can be changed, oh God, and be more like you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as we are your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit, in truth, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your spirit that dwells in us, oh God. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, create in us a clean heart right now, and a broken, contrite heart, and a right heart, a repentant heart in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, our God, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. When with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. And Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, oh God. Oh Lord, that you did not count us out, but you counted us in, oh God. That you didn't leave us, not forsake us, and we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we did not come to worship just to be doing something today. Lord, we come to you out of the intimate relationship that we have with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, Lord God, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires right now. Yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let this be our hearts cry today, oh God. That cry you burn ever increasingly in us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hold us, oh God, right now, your children, with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified, you all right now. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now, taken out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalm 84 and 2. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our life be of glory, honor, and praise unto you all the days of our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, right now, Jesus, they circumcise our heart, Lord God. Right now, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies, and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days, oh God. Creating us a heart of worship right now, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heart, our head, oh God. And we thank you through your Holy Spirit. Lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this night, oh God, this day and tomorrow. Make our life be a living sacrifice according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life may be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Christ, holy Jew, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy Spirit of the living God, we praise you and we worship you right now. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your dear Son, oh God. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew our spirit right now that's within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no greater one than you, Lord Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting right now. His glorious presence is here right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we commune with you and taking place right now, even in this Bible study, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, hallelujah. We decree and declare that by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being, and we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you and we need you, Lord. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. Hallelujah to your name, God. And right now, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to John 14 and 13, to protect us and everyone that we pray for today, our family members, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, oh God, all that we have and all that we will have, our workplaces, our finances, oh God, our businesses, our ministries. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, Lord, that you would charge our angels, oh God, oh, Lord, to keep us, Lord God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, of destruction, or pestilence, or disease, or distresses, or stress, or natural disasters, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people, that we not be taken advantage of or trickery of any type of dysfunctionality or distraction or illusion or delusion, deception or snares or and any other undue hardship. Lord God, calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, becoming the sons and daughters of you, Father God. Calls us to realize it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Protect us on our right hand and on our left, oh God. Be our real God and our God and our real God, oh God, and go before us, oh God, hallelujah, that we both possess the gates of the enemy right now. Take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, counsel us all the days of our life, oh God, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That our desire will be the accomplishing of your total will in our lives, oh God, word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our living life, oh God, that our lips will not be hid but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time in the lives of those who will receive it. Hallelujah. You have called us to be victorious. We hearken to your call of God. Help us to have victorious dominions as your priests and kings and priests and queens of God, your humble servants, and to God be the glory. Amen. Honor and praise. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be, Lord God? And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Move on this line today, hallelujah. We come against every unteachable spirit. Right now, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every spirit of anger and strife right now, hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power of the Holy Ghost of the living God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Welcome, 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 y'all. We are in Bible study tonight. As you know, in Bible study, we do open up the lines right now. So if you have your TV going or children in the background, just go ahead and mute your call. That way we're not picking up your background. We want to make sure everybody's participating in Bible study. Welcome back, Angela. God bless you. Welcome. Pastor Dorsey, welcome.
God bless
you.
Amen.
God bless
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Minister Darvina, God bless you. Welcome to Bible study. We have Sister Mackie, Sharon Mackie. Welcome back to Bible study. We missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes, everybody was asking about you.
Yeah, that's the voice I've been waiting on. Hallelujah.
She's back in effect. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Marlisha, Sister Marlisha Carter is on the line. God bless you. Sister Dylan is with us tonight and others. God bless you, Sister.
Amen.
Sister
Dylan
and Sister Carter. Y'all, give me a minute. I didn't drop the line.
Hello now. Hello.
Okay, I'm back. I was over
all
here sweating.
Right.
Thank God. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is moving in that place.
Get back up.
I got back up again. So, you all, we thank God for this time and everything that we're back here today. We're going to be studying here on deliverance. You all, warfare. There's so much to understand and know about deliverance. A lot of times we've been delivered and we find ourselves still back in that place of dealing with that same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out, how do I get delivered and stay delivered? So you're going to learn more here in Bible study. Just stay, stay with them. This is a lifetime. This is a walk, a life walk. This is not, you do it one time and that's it, but you got to continue to walk in it. And so that's what it is. How do you stay delivered? You stay walking in, you stay being in, and you stay getting that word into you. And the word of God changes us. So if you get the word, I'll say this again, you've heard it before. If you get the word of God in you, you become the word. If you get the world in you, you become the world. So we have to be very careful with that. And that's why a lot of times we continue to deal with the same thing and can't be delivered and set free because we continue to go back to that thing. We don't practice that. You have to practice that each and every day to stay in that place. The enemy's not going to cut you no slack. He wants you to fall. He wants you to get out of that place and, get back to where you used to be. Now you got to get delivered. And it's harder to get back, So we want to stay and get delivered and stay delivered. And, we're not saying you're not going to have times where you may fall short. I would be lying to you if I told you, oh, now you saved, you got it, you just go on. Take the training wheels off. So I don't want you to fool. I ain't going to try to fool you, and I'm not going to let you fool yourself and let you think, oh, I got it now. I don't need no help. Let me just go. No, you're going to have to get those tires done and everything else taken care of. So that's just giving an example. So we're talking about here, we're going to learn so much here in Bible study, not just tonight, but the duration about walking until we go home to Christ, about warfare and deliverance. There's so much to uncover. And I believe once you have the information you need, you'll be able to live that life to the full. You'll be able to live this life to the fullness, enjoy and happiness, and still be able to be like Christ and not like the world and enjoy it. Because some people feel like, I can't do nothing. you know, I'm saved, I can't do this, I can't that. But when you understand, no, now you know how you can do all those things and be able to live a life that is upright and pleasing in the sight of God. So the Bible tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So now that you have the knowledge, now you know how to take that which you've learned and apply it, and not just apply it to your life, but share it with other people so that they can learn how to apply it, and then they can walk upright, you know, in their life, in their walk with Christ. So don't just keep it to yourself. Share it. And then you have scripture to back it up. So I'll never tell you anything that's not in the Bible that you can't back up when it comes to scripture and what the word of God is saying. If I tell you something outside of it, I'll tell you, well, this is my experience. Or, you know, I may give you an example so you can understand more what the scripture is saying. Because sometimes it's hard to understand what the scripture is saying. Because you got to understand the scripture was translated into different languages so that we can understand it around the world. So, I may just give you an example so you can, you know, thoroughly understand it. So now you can effectively walk in it. Amen. You know, giving a little life application. So we are studying deliverance, you all. The question is, do you need deliverance? Do you need deliverance?
Yes.
Hey, the line is open. Do you need deliverance? That's the question for everybody. Daily, I need deliverance. Daily, believe it or not, me as a pastor. Right. Daily.
Yes.
One, because I pray for so many people. So many things get attached to me and attached to me, and I can feel people. So daily, I have to be delivered daily, you know, from those things that attack me, that's attacking people that I'm covering. So we all need deliverance, and if you think you don't, then you are fooling yourself. And that is the trick of the enemy, to think that you don't need deliverance. When we look in the Bible, you have your Bibles here. We are in Bible study. And if you have any questions, please stop me, and I will stop, and I will address your question, me or my husband will, to the best of our knowledge and ability to be able to answer any questions that you have or any comments or concerns. All right, Pastor Manny, you have any questions or comments before we dive into this lesson?
I'm excited about this lesson here. You know, this is a great lesson to study because we all need deliverance. You said it already. Every single day you need deliverance. The Bible tells you that. Be renewed every day. It requires deliverance, y'all. Amen.
Amen. And a lot of us are dealing with anger. You know, we want to be delivered from that, impatience and, you know, and lust. Some of us are dealing with that and addiction. And so many things that, you know, we want to be delivered from the spirit of mammon. You know, we may not admit it to anyone, but those things that we're dealing with behind closed doors, daily, you know, we pray that prayer, we believe, we come out of prayer, and boom, as soon as you come out, boom, you're dealing with that same thing that you decree and declare that you were delivered from, and that you're set free, that it is permanent, but you find yourself still dealing with that thing after you prayed about it, you fasted about it, and here you're back in that place. So I believe you're going to learn so much here. So grab your pen and paper if you don't have it, and your Bibles, your highlighter here. As we walk through this study, like I said, we're going to be in this warfare and deliverance and the breakdown of it, you all here for a good while here. And we thank God for the lesson. We're not in a rush. We don't want to rush it because we want to be able to understand. And many of us are in minister training class right now. So we're getting a lot of information. I mean, and that's a good thing. It keeps your mind off of other things that will consume you and have you down and out. So you all, we're going to come out the book of Romans tonight. Romans is one of the chapters we're going to start with. Chapter 3, verse 23. If you have it, let me know you have it. Romans chapter 3.
What?
Chapter 3, verse 23.
Okay.
Mhm. Let me know when you have it, Pastor, over there. That's Romans chapter 3. Verse 23, and let us know what Bible you're coming out of. Hallelujah. That's Romans chapter 3.
Romans 3 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
amen.
I'll be reading this. You want me to read it for you, Pastor?
Yes, please.
I'll be reading this from the King James Version, Romans 3 and 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and 23. Amen.
3 and 23. The Bible tells us here that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So all of us have need of deliverance, you all, from time to time. There are no exceptions, you all. As we grow in the Lord and in our discernment, we can begin to understand when we need spiritual victory in certain areas of our lives. And many times, as believers, we can sense hindrances, you know, in our lives that keep us from living fully in the Spirit. You know, like I stated earlier, some of us are dealing with fear and, you know, depression. We're dealing with so many things. We're dealing with anger. We're dealing with, you know, being impatient and not being able to forgive. You know, some people are living with unforgiveness. So it's so many things that is stopping us from living fully in the Spirit. Deliverance is an ongoing process in the life of a believer. It is a gift to us from God to keep us from being tormented by the enemy and living in our own cycles of bondage. You all, so it's very, very important, you all. And there are different signs that we need deliverance, and they are emotional problems, mental problems, speech problems, sexual problems, addictions, you all. You know, to be honest, physical infirmities, religious errors. You know, we might have been talking about that the other day. You know, and it'll mess people up, and we have to be delivered from that. You know, we're talking about church hurt. So many of them we need to be delivered from. So when these problems begin to surface in our lives, we feel as if we are not successful. We may feel depressed, rejected, separated from God, and so on. It can go on and on. But this is what the enemy wants you all. But we have the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, who can reveal to us the areas that we need to be set free from. So we are also instructed to use our authority against the enemy and cast him out, ending his reign in our lives. So understand, you have the power and the authority. So what the enemy wants you to do is forget, you know, by putting in your place of fear and worry to have you to forget. Oh, I forgot. I got a way out of this. I got my gun. I got my knife to get out of this. You know, I got what I need to get out of this. But the enemy can put you in so much fear and stress and cause you to be depressed that you forget that you have what you need in order to get out. So based on your, and you just, yes, it's so much, you know, so much deliverance is so important. And what I found that people who need deliverance have experienced one or more of the things that I just listed, you all. There are situations that open the door for the enemy to enter our lives. These experiences give him legal right to be there. But you have the authority, you all. And I said again, you have the authority. Yeah. My mom has learned, my husband learned, and I've learned that I have the authority to speak to that thing, to cast that thing out, to call it out, and be filled with the Holy Spirit and shut the door on the enemy for good. You can seal that door with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You got, when I preached on Sunday, the message was, let it burn. You can burn that thing up. Yeah. There's no coming back when you burn it up. You know, you got to burn it, let it burn. So I encourage you to pray for guidance from the Holy Spirit, the list I just gave you all. Let him show you what may have opened the door to some of these things that you are experiencing in your life. You understand there's a root cause for everything. There's a root. So you got to get to the root. A lot of times we're just looking at what's on the surface. But now if we can deal with the root, we can deal with it all. We can deal with the whole thing. You know, so do not let the enemy add weight or guilt to something that the Lord is not leading you to deal with, but ask for boldness and courage to deal with that, to deal with what he does show you. So when God shows you something, ask him to give you the boldness. A lot of times we ask God for a revelation and we're not ready for the revelation. So when you ask God to reveal something, so you ask God to give you the courage to deal with what that is that he's showing you. All right, so I will walk you through how to seek help for what you discover, you all. I'm going to help you walk through with you today how to seek help for what you discover, okay? So you may need deliverance if you are conceived in adultery or fornication. So if you were conceived in adultery or fornication, this can open a door for the spirit of lust. If you were conceived, I know a lot of us was conceived in adultery or fornication. Maybe your mom had you and dad had you out of wedlock. They wasn't married, or you were a product of a married man or married woman. So this right here alone, you ain't anything, nothing to do with. This can open the door for the spirit of lust. So your parents contemplated an abortion. They contemplated abortion. You don't know anything about this. This can open the door for the spirit of rejection, death, and fear. Your parents contemplated an abortion. This can open up the door for spirits of rejection. So now we're dealing with the root here, you all. You were given up for an adoption, you know, and this can open the door for spirits of rejection as well, abandonment, and the fear of abandonment. So if you were given up for adoption, you know, these are some deep-rooted things, and some people, they won't discuss this with you. You know, a lot of us, we hide these things, you know, and we don't deal with it. And we find other things to try to cover up, drinking, drugs, sex, and, you know, and even more, it opens ourselves up for these other things to come in our lives for the enemy to operate. You were abandoned by one or more parents. So this can open a door for spirits of abandonment and fear of abandonment, you all. If you were abandoned by one of your parents, if you are orphaned, this can open up the door for the spirit of rejection and abandonment as well. If you were abused as a child, if you was abused or any abusive situation, this can open the door of spirits of rejection, fear, and hurt. If you were raped or molested, this can open the door of the spirits of lust, shame, and hurt. If you wonder why, you know, you were dealing with these things, you know, coming up, and, you know, because I need you to understand, this is why. And this opened the door for these spirits to operate, spirits of love, shame, and hurt. If you were raped and molested, if your mother had a difficult pregnancy, this can open the door for the spirits that enter through trauma. There are spirits of trauma. If your mother had a long and hard labor, this can open the door for spirits of fear that enter through trauma. So if you almost died in the first few years of life, this can open up the door for the spirits of death and premature death. So if you had an imaginary playmate as a kid, let's say you had an imaginary playmate, this can open the door to spirits of rejection and loneliness. If you had an imaginary playmate, that will open up the door for spirits of rejection and loneliness. If you've been chronically ill all of your life, this can open the door for spirits of infirmity and death. So if you've suffered from handicaps from childhood, this can open a door for spirits of rejection, shame, and fear. If you were exposed to pornography early in life, now this here can open up the doors of lust and perversion, you know, and you didn't realize it, but you were exposed to pornography as a child, and that opened up the door for spirits of lust and perversion. Or you saw something traumatic, such as a murder or a fatal accident, this can open the door to spirits of fear and death. So these spirits are operating. If you grew up in a war zone, this can open the door to spirits of fear and death. If you have been ridiculed all your life, this can open the door to spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection. If you ran away from home early in life, this can open a door to spirits of rejection and rebellion. If you've been chronically depressed, this can open the doors to the spirits of depression, rejection, sadness, and loneliness. So you all, we're dealing with the root here. And if I'm calling out some of these things that relates to you all, we gotta deal with that tonight. Write it down, whatever it is. And I want you to pray that prayer to uproot these things in your life. If you've been diagnosed as manic depressant or schizophrenic or anything like that, this can open the door to spirits of rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness. Root of bitterness. Okay. So, you know, when you pray that prayer, you know, you want to come against that spirit of rejection and rebellion and the root of bitterness. We want to uproot that and everything that comes with all its roots, links, and tentacles. We want to uproot that with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. If you had learning disabilities, this can open a door to spirits of rejection and fear. If you had learning disabilities of any kind, if you've been incarcerated, you've been jailed in prison, this can open a door to spirits of rejection, shame, and depression. If your parents were alcoholics, you all, this can open the doors to spirits of rejection and shame. If your parents were alcoholics, if your parents went through a divorce or separation, this can open the doors of rejection and shame as well. If your parents argued and fought in the home, if you saw this growing up, this can open a door to the spirits of confusion and fear. Now, if you saw your parents arguing and fighting in the home, this is the spirit that's operating within you that you need to be delivered from, you know, confusion and fear. If you're angry, bitter with, if you were angry or bitter with your parents or your brothers and sisters, this can open the doors to spirits of anger and bitterness. So if you were exposed to drugs at an early age, this can open the door to spirits of rebellion and witchcraft. Rebellion and witchcraft, you know. So if you have, if you were homosexual or lesbian, or you were introduced to these lifestyles, this can open the door to the spirits of lust and perversion. At any time that you deal with that, you are homosexual or lesbian, and you were introduced to these lifestyles, this can open up the door to the spirits of lust and perversion. You have a history of sexual perversion. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and perversion. A manifestation, and you got a manifestation going on of these spirits of lust and perversion. If you've been accident prone all your life, this is a sign of a curse. If you had a history of poverty in your family life, in your life with your family life, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of poverty and shame. This is a manifestation.
Yeah.
If you have engaged in a lifestyle of cheating and theft, this can be a manifestation of spirits of lying and deceit. I hope you all see where I'm going with this, and it's in deliverance here to help us all.
Yeah.
If you are or have been
that
a chronic gambler or spendthrift or something like that, and this can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and addiction. If you are addicted to alcohol, drugs, or nicotine, or food, this can be a manifestation of spirits of addiction and gluttony
Yes.
Oh.
You have an addiction to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, or food. So you're dealing with a manifestation of spirits of just an addiction and or gluttony. If you're afraid of being alone, this can be a manifestation of spirits of fear. If you're afraid of leaving the house, this can be a manifestation of spirits of fear. So we're talking about a manifestation, you all here, of spirits. If you are extremely uncomfortable around people, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and fear. If you are intensely jealous of others, this can be a manifestation of spirits of jealousy and schizophrenia. If you hate certain groups of people like Jews or Blacks or whites or Hispanics or someone, Chinese or someone, this can be a manifestation of spirits of hatred and bigotry. Hatred and bigotry.
Yes.
If you were ever involved with a cult, this can open the doors to spirits of witchcraft and the occult. So if you have a history of Freemasonry in your family, this can open the door to spirits of witchcraft and the occult. So not that you were in any Freemasonry, but anybody that was in your family, this can open the door to the spirits of witchcraft. And I think they got the stars, the Eastern stars?
Yeah.
Anything like that can open the door to spirits of witchcraft and the occult.
Yeah.
So if you attended a seance, you all, this can open the door to spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and the occult. If you are attracted to or have gone to readers, advisors, or psychics, this opens the door to spirits of divination and witchcraft. I know it seems like it's nothing. Somebody said, come, let's go get our palms read. I want you to know this opens the door to the spirits of divination and witchcraft. So you don't understand. You left this place, they gave you a reading, and you don't understand what's going on, things that happen around you and your family, out of town, because you have opened the door for the spirits of divination and witchcraft to operate, not just in your life, but in your family. You were involved in martial arts. This opened the door to spirits of mind control, witchcraft, and the occult. You have to understand that the enemy operates very subtle in his ways. Things that we don't think can affect us or our family, that's what the enemy wants to do, to deceive us. But now that we have knowledge, we know how to apply. We know how to come against it. If you were ever involved in yoga or transcendental meditation, I'll teach you all more about that, going in transcendent meditation, and it's a lot. But anyway, this can open the door to spirits of mind control and the occult. People practice this, you know, so they can operate and control people. If you were involved in a false religion, this can open the door to spirits of religion, confusion, and deception. If you were involved in an abortion, this can open the door to spirits of murder and guilt. If you've gone through a divorce, a separation, or a bad relationship, This can open the doors to spirits of hurt, control, and rejection. If you've been controlled by your parents or any other person or group of people, this can open the door to spirits of mind control, fear, and control. So again, if you've been controlled by your parents or any other person or group of people, this can open the door to spirits of mind control, fear, and control in your life. So if you have chronic headaches or mental confusion, this can be a manifestation of spirits of mind control and confusion. If you ever have that, this can be a manifestation of spirits of mind control and confusion. So we're dealing with the root here, the root of it. You know, it's been hidden in these places. So now we know what that is, and now we can uproot these things. If you had a difficult time reading the Bible or praying, this can be a manifestation of levity, a spirit of pride. If you have a difficult time attending church, this can be a manifestation of levity, the spirit of pride, you all. If you've had a difficult time worshiping or praising God, it is the same spirit, a spirit of pride. If you if you hate being touched by people, this can be a manifestation of spirits of fear of giving and receiving love. That's the spirit you are, the fear of giving and receiving love. If you're afraid of trusting people or getting close to people, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and distrust. If you are a chronic liar, you could have told the truth right then and there, but the lie just came out. You are a chronic liar. So if you're a chronic liar, this can be a manifestation of spirits of lying and deception. If you are a chronic daydreamer, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and fantasy. If you are tormented by nightmares and bad dreams, you all, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of fear and torment. If you have a problem with masturbation, this can be a manifestation of spirits of lust, masturbation, and perversion. If you dress provocatively or seductively, this can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and harlotry. Harlotry, you all. That's the right mm-hmm. harlotry. My tongue. If you wear too much jewelry or makeup, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and self-rejection. You know, we want to cover ourselves up. We don't want people to see who we really are. And so we cover ourselves with jewelry and a lot of makeup too. It's okay to wear makeup. I'm saying too much jewelry, too much makeup. You know, this can be a manifestation of spiritual rejection and self-rejection. You know, not accepting ourselves or who we are. So we cover up. If you've been tattooed or have multiple piercings, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and rebellion. Understand?
Yeah.
It can be that. If you gossip, slander, or murmur constantly, if you find yourself being a constant gossiper or slandering people or murmuring constantly, this can be a manifestation of spirits of jealousy and rebellion. If you've been attempted suicide or thought of killing yourself, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, self-rejection, suicide, and rebellion. If you desire constant attention, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection. Now, I'm going to ask, does anybody have any questions here so far? I mean, I have a lot more to go and a lot more to go over with you all here. Just making sure if there's something you need me to repeat, make sure you ask me to repeat it, because you want to pray these rooted things that have been hiding underground, because we understand it's one thing to uproot the seed, but then there's a root there, you know. So it's one thing to cut the tree down, but then there's still a stump. Then if you cut the stump down, there's still a root. But now we want to deal with the root of this. You may be like, I didn't know that. I don't think I'm jealous. I don't think I'm this and that. But that's the trick of the enemy, because he's settling all his ways. So we deal with the root of that, and we uproot that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we cast it out. So if you need me to repeat something for you or for someone else, you know, because remember, we receive it and freely we give. So we want to make sure what we receive when we give it to someone else. And it's a way that you give it to them without making them feel offended. You know, you can say, let me pray with you, and pray that prayer. And if they pray it for anyone that's dealing with it, amen. So if you, no one has any questions so far? Okay. All right. Again, okay, you are good. If you desire constant attention, this can be the manifestation of the spirit of rejection. If you constantly backslide and leave the church, this can be a manifestation of double-mindedness. So if you find yourself constantly backsliding and leaving the church, this is a manifestation of double mind, double minded, being double minded. If you go from church to church, this can be a manifestation of double mindedness as well. If you have a problem letting go of the past, this can be a manifestation of unforgiveness and bitterness. If you have a problem letting go of the past, you all, this can be a manifestation of unforgiveness and bitterness. If you are paranoid and think people are out to get you, this can be a manifestation of spirits of fear, distrust, and paranoia.
Yeah.
Amen. If you are, I have been a member of a logistic church, this can open the door to spirits of religion, mind control, and witchcraft. If you've ever been a member of a legalistic church, you can open up the doors to spirits of religion and mind control and witchcraft. If you had a controlling pastor or came from a controlling church or domination, this opens the door to spirits of witchcraft, religion, and control. If you're still grieving of the death of a loved one, although it's been years, this can open the door to spirit of grief. So you're dealing with that spirit of grief, and you have to go and uproot that, the spirit of grief. If you constantly hear voices, this can be a manifestation of schizophrenia and paranoia that you are dealing with. You are. If you have a difficult time keeping a job, finding a job, or paying your bills, this can be a manifestation of spirits of poverty and vagabond. If you are always taken advantage of, abused, or misused by other people, this can open the door to spirits of rejection and abuse. Understand what I'm saying? If you're always taken advantage of and abused or misused by other people, this can open the door to spirits of rejection and abuse. So if you've had miscarriages or you are barren, this can open the door to spirits of infirmity and barrenness. If you are asthmatic or have sinus problems or epilepsy, this can open the door to spirits of infirmity. If you have psychic ability and can read people's minds or know things not from the Lord, this can be a manifestation of psychic and occult spirits. So understand the difference. If you have the psychic ability and can read people's minds or know things not from the Lord, because every thought you get and you see is not God showing you something. It is that of the entity that's operating in you. So this can be a manifestation of psychic and occult spirit. Yeah. And you can come against that. So I want you to understand and be say, I can see this, I can hear this, or I think something, and then it happens. It does not mean that's from the Lord. It's not a gift from the Lord. And so you can pray and uproot that thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't want people to get confused and thinking, oh, this is a gift, and God has shows me this, and God is saying, no, that is not from me. So if you were dedicated to the devil at an early age, this can open the door to spirits of witchcraft and death. If you've been rebellious and disobedient all of your life, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, rebellion, or double-mindedness. If you blame other people for all of your problems, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of accusation. If you can't rest, or you have insomnia, you have problems sleeping, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of insomnia, restlessness, and torment. You are a perfectionist, and you become angry when things are not perfect. This can be a manifestation of the spirits of rejection, perfectionism, pride, and double-mindedness. If you are lazy, slothful, sloppy, or unorganized, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of rejection and double-mindedness. Dealing with double mindedness. A lot of us deal with that. If you hate bathing and keeping yourself clean, this can be a manifestation of an unclean spirit that's operating in you. If you're addicted to exercise and dieting, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and self-rejection. And you're going, how is this? When you're addicted to this thing, that's a manifestation of spiritual rejection and self-rejection. If you're overly concerned about your appearance, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, vanity, and self-rejection. God bless you. Okay? I don't know who that is, but are you all right over there? Are you okay? Who was coughing? That you, Sister Dillard? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Someone was coughing. We just want to acknowledge, you know, make sure you're okay. So, yeah, we want to make sure you're good. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know the phone was on mute. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We just want to make sure you're okay. Okay. We don't want to just keep going and not acknowledge, you know, somebody's going to be choking over there. We want to make sure you're okay. You can pray. We can pray you through. God bless you. We glad you're okay.
Well,
I'm going to get to praying. If you didn't answer the next few seconds, we're going to start praying.
Almost ready to pray.
Yes. Almost ready. You ain't say nothing. Amen.
Who was the person on the two songs you called my name? Who was the person?
That was not me. I think
she called my name.
Oh, okay, okay.
Lord,
I want to make sure I thought it was you talking. I think that was Darvina. Darvina, that was you coughing?
No, I thought I was off a speaker.
I don't know who was coughing, but I'm glad whoever. Okay, who was coughing? Do we need to start praying, God? We thank you, Father God, that you're moving right now. Whoever was coughing, are you okay? We can't see you. Are you okay?
Plead the blood of Jesus. We
right
plead
now.
The blood of Jesus over you right now.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If it was you coughing, we're just trying to make sure you.
Hello?
Who was it?
Y'all want to tell us who was coughing?
That was Angela.
No, you was coughing.
Angela.
That was Angela. That was Bonnie Angela.
That was Angela. She was eating while she was listening to Bible study and got choked.
Okay,
oh,
she okay?
Man.
Yeah, she's okay. She's okay.
Okay.
But I couldn't.
All right.
This is her phone. Yeah. I was listening to it too, and I didn't know what button to push to tell y'all. And y'all kept saying, who's coughing? Who's coughing?
I don't care about
it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be in court praying. My husband will plead the blood of Jesus. So we make sure everybody's okay. We family.
Yeah.
We love you, Angela. We'll make sure you're okay.
Oh,
right, thank
the
you.
Phone, and that's what happened. And then you heard a cough. So I apologize
okay.
for that.
No problem. We want to make sure
everybody. You was watching the joke?
No. Sure. I wasn't watching the joke. She all right. She just it just happened all of a sudden, you know, and she started
like,
what's going on? You know, my mom, I would have jumped her up and pulled her, but that was different. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, well, we're glad you're okay. So we're going to wrap up right here.
Yeah.
There's so many things, you all, that we need to be delivered from. But if we don't know how to be delivered and to deal with the root, you know, because the thing is to find out what the root is. It's like going to the doctor and they saying you got infection, but they need to know where the infection, what's causing the infection, so they'll know how to treat that infection. They, you know, they have different antibiotics that they give depending on what the infection is. So if we don't know what the root of the problem is, how do we know how to deal with it once and for all? We can just keep praying this prayer and praying and hoping, okay, we deliver one day and the next day or the next moment. Here we go again in that because we don't know what the root of it. Why am I angry? Why can't I get rid of this anger? Why am I so much in fear? You know, why am I worrying all the time? You know, why can't I make a decision? You know, what is going on with me? And it's so many things, and you thinking it came because I'm addicted to exercising and dieting, and I understand it's a manifestation of a spirit of rejection and self-rejection. Like, how is that? I'm taking care of myself. But we're talking about the addiction of it. That's the difference. We're not talking about just moderate exercise to stay healthy, but the addiction. You got people that are addicted to exercise and dieting.
Amen.
And if you're overly concerned about your appearance, that can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and vanity and self-rejection, you know. But we got to understand the key words here. And see, the enemy is settled in all his ways to hide in these cracks and crevices in our lives to keep us from finding out how to deal with that. Like we know that there's a cure for everything, but the people in America and the government just wants to treat us to keep us having to keep coming back. Because if they treat a thing, guess what? You got to keep coming back because they haven't cured it, because they know if they cure it, there's no need for you to come back. But if they just treat it, you're going to have to keep coming back to be treated, just like high blood pressure. So if I treat it, but I never cure it, though we have a cure, they don't want you to find out the cure. As soon as somebody comes up with the cure, they're trying to do away with that person. They want to silence that person. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to silence us. He wants to keep our mouth closed so we don't expose him and his kingdom so that we can be finally delivered and set free. We don't have to continue to operate in anger and unforgiveness. forgiveness. And y'all, and just, we don't got to continue to be that way and be in poverty, you know, and be worried and confused. But when we can deal with the root of it, I mean, when we can really be healed and delivered and set free from that thing, I'm talking about completely healed. I'm not talking about just a treatment right here. I'm not talking about just putting a little Band-Aid on it. I'm talking about ripping the Band-Aid off and healing that thing all the way down to the surface, to the bone of it. So that's what we're doing right here in this Bible study. We're trying to find out what the root of it is. So much more, you all, but we don't have the time today. Bible study is only for an hour. I know people work and we have families. We need to feed our families and get ready for tomorrow. So I don't want to overwhelm you with too much at one time because I really want you to get it. And then when you get it, you can share it with somebody else. We've all been called to minister. We may not all been called to the pulpit, but we've been all called to minister to one another, you know, and deal with that and be able to go in and deal with that thing and understand the enemy is going to try to shut you up. He's going to try to do everything to discourage you. You got to understand because he don't want you to open your mouth. He don't want you to open your mouth. There is a cure. God made a cure for everything on this earth. Everything has a cure for it. But if they start curing people, they will not be able to thrive and make money. So it's a cure. It's not money and cure. It's money and treatment. So we don't want to just treat this thing. We want to cure this thing. We want to be delivered from it. So we're going to learn. We're going to continue to go on and go on. And next Wednesday, we're going to pick up here. You all, we're talking about being delivered. We all need to be delivered. Those things that were called out today, you all, if you anything that applies to you or sound like you or your children or your grandchildren, anybody you know, write it down. And there's a way that you can pray for them about it or tell them about it. Amen. And so we'll be back here next Wednesday, you all. I thank God for you. At this time, I'll open up the floor. We only have a few minutes here. If anybody have any comments or questions, please do so at this time. I'll call your name by the ones that I do know. Or press, well, you can't press one because I got everybody open except one line. So if you have any, I'll just start with Sister Mackie. Go ahead, Sharon.
I just want to thank God for this day that he has gave me to get closer to him and get closer to the kingdom of God. And I just want to thank God for giving me this day so I can be back
in
Bible study. Because I I've been working and trying to make ends meet around here, but he's made a way for me to get back. So I thank him for that. I thank God for y'all, everybody on this line, and I pray that moving through all of us daily. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Be delivered and set free. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else have any comments or questions? I want to have Pastor Manning speak before we wrap up here. We have about a couple of minutes real quick here, you all. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
I was going to say, it's like all the things that you said. That seems like that's so much that a person goes through all the condemn, and this is how you were saying all the, if you can't sleep, something is a spirit of, that's a whole bunch.
Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the thing is, we can be delivered from it, but we got to want to let those things go once we deal with the root of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the one of fear? What was the spirit of, you said one by two.
I have your information. Yeah, I'll send it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
All the information because the mind is going to cut now. We got less than a minute here because Bible says, but I'll send it over to you. I have your information. I'll send it over to you. And then so that way you can have it. That way you can pray that prayer. If you all have my number or email, you can email if you have any questions. I can send you over a prayer to pray to be delivered from those things so you can have it. Mom, I gave you a book of prayers. So you should be able to.
I
can give that to anyone that needs it, and so we can deal with it. So many different reasons that the spirit of fear operates in you, and so I'll send you over some of those so that you can see, and then we can pray it. Next Wednesday, you all, we'll continue to go through this, and then I'll teach you all how to pray prayers of deliverance. We'll go over some prayers of deliverance, so we'll pray those prayers on next Wednesday, we'll continue to learn more about being delivered, and I think that'll help a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you, Mom.
Amen. Mark chapter 11. Y'all read that one. We don't have enough time to read it right now.
No, go ahead.
Mark chapter 11.
You got Mark chapter 11?
Mark chapter 11 and verse 20. This is Jesus. He was telling Peter that, you know, you have power to speak to any mountain that's in your life and say, be cast into the sea, and you should believe that when you speak to it, that it is going to happen. I just paraphrased it down here. So that's what Jesus was telling. And you have that same power because you have the Holy Spirit that's in you to speak to any mountain, any mountain. Mm-hmm. You got to know to speak to, you got to speak directly to these things that you know that it is causing you to be the way you are, to feel the way you feel. And Jesus said to speak directly to it. And use the word. Use that word. Use scripture. Speak directly to that scripture. Jesus, you said that I can speak to these mountains. So anger, according to Matthew, whatever, you know, you speak to, use that scripture. Amen. God bless you all.
Yes, and we'll learn it to you all. We'll teach you all how to use scripture, you know, using scripture, playing scripture, and how that scripture will deliver you and set you free and uproot those things, you know, with all this routine, you know, the power you have in your mouth. But when you know how to use that power you have, it's kind of like having a loaded gun and just shooting everywhere. You can end up killing your own self. You can end up killing family members because you got power in your mouth. You, life and death lies in the power of your own tongue. So if you're speaking life to a dead situation or speaking death on a situation that God has commanded to live, you know, now you're in error. You open yourself up. So we want to, you know, we just want to, you know, we just want to, we want to go ahead and expose the enemy. That's the word I'm looking for. Expose the enemy for what he is, because what he is, he's hiding in these cracks and crevices of all these things that we've mentioned, you know, because he's settled. You know, he's hiding back. You ever pulled the TV back and you said, my God, look at all this dust back here. It's been hiding, all this dirt or something that rolled up on there years ago. You said, I didn't know this was back here. It's got to have been back here for 20 years. And it's kind of like that thing, but when you can identify what it is, and then you pull it out, and then you can deal with that thing, and you can get rid of it once and for all, and be delivered. Amen. Yeah. And I know, because I've been there. I've been delivered from so many things, and I thank God for it. And look, God will take those desires out of your mouth. You actually take the desire, or whatever that thing is, take the desire away. And God will take that desire away from you. And you'll be like, oh my God, I don't have that desire. I mean, he will completely take the taste out of your mouth, Lord. Amen.
Right.
So God bless you at this time. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for revelation, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Father God, and understanding the power and authority that you have given us, oh God, to be delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch everyone on the line today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless every home, Lord God, deliver everybody, Lord God, from whatever that is that the enemy has put them in bondage in all these years and time in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that all is delivered and set free right now, Father God. Lord, and I ask in Jesus' name that you would increase our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Though we believe, Father God, but help us with our unbelief, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Lord God. We bind our will of God and our mind with the mind of Christ right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are the righteousness of God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord, heal those that need to be healed. Deliver those that need to be delivered. Lord, set free those who are in captivity right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace come and be still in the home. Let peace come and be still in the workplace, oh God. Let peace come and be still in our vehicles, oh God. Let peace come and be still wherever we tread our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, as we sleep on tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up in the morning, oh God. Restore, renew, and rejuvenated by the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive a sweet sleep on tonight, Lord God. Peaceful sleep and sweet dreams in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we speak, Lord God, as we sleep tonight, Lord, speak to our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let healing come and
say,
Lord, send your warring angels that stand in your presence to bring God's tidings to your sons and your daughters, oh God, as we sleep, bringing restoration to our mind, body, soul, and spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you, Lord. We thank you for one more time in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Have mercy on your children, oh God. Heal this land, oh God. Heal the land of your children, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, those are on the line today, Lord God, that are needing to find financial blessings. So Lord, I pray right now for financial provisions, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, do it, oh God.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, for your miracle working, God. So Lord, we ask that you make a way out of no way. We seem to be no way, Father God. Lord, send help right now. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way to help your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that even right now, your warring angels are encamped around the homes of your children. all that's on the line, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let your word be in our mouth, oh God, and not the word of the world. Father God, for we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are Christ because it's Christ that lives in us, so we are more than conquerors.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we are more
yes,
than
Lord.
Conquerors. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus, and we thank you, Father
God.
Hallelujah.
Christ.
We plead
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. That reaches from the highest mountain that flows to the lowest valley in our life. And we just want to say
yes.
thank you for the blood that reaches us, that heals us, hallelujah,
thank
that sanctifies us, that justifies us, that redeems us, hallelujah, that makes all things
yes.
new. And we're walking and living in our newness right now. And we thank you for our God that we're new creatures in Christ,
thank
that
you,
the
Jesus.
Old has passed
thank
away
you.
And the new has come. And we're going to walk in our newness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we love you
hallelujah.
And we thank you. And we fill this world with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power
yes.
of the Holy Ghost
yes.
of the living God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. It's in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be
God
the glory.
Glory.
Oh, yes.
God
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, God,
yes.
to God be the glory. Open up your mouth and just thank God. Say glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been, hallelujah, for the Lord on this side, where would you be right now? If it had not been that God has saved you, if it had not been for God that kept you children, if it had not been, hallelujah, thank God right now, because he's worthy and we serve an amazing God. I want you to know today that God is doing it. I don't care what your situation looks like. I don't care what the
focus
is like. We serve a God that is able. I don't care if it's been knocking on the man's fire. I'm going to tell you that God will, that God can. You just got to trust God to do it. Right now, when it seems that you have to take your last breath, God will give you the gift of presence. I'm talking about God will give you the living water, the drink that you were thirsty for. Hallelujah, to your name, God. God will make it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. We love you. We're back here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for midweek service. We look forward to seeing everybody here in church. Invite somebody to midweek service. You just never know. They may need the word that's coming forth on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you all. Take care. Good hear from you again, Sister Mackie. We thank God for you. Thank you, Mother Dillon. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Kathy Hudson is on the line. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Helen Manny. God bless
hallelujah.
You, Cousin Bonnie, and everybody else, Darvina, and everybody,
hallelujah.
And Angela, and Minister Marlisha, and everybody else that's on the call. I can't call everybody. We love you. God bless you. You all have a good night, man.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time. I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
One, 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 one. other look gone with a passion. Can't get you when to get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days learned. Tell him how to leave, stop breathing, yeah. Get that.